there. You know, we know that in the American society broadly, the genocide in Gaza caused a significant shift in consciousness among people in the United States, in particular young people in the United States. And the military is made up of young people in the United States. And so that shift in consciousness has happened in the military as well. And they have been watching and decided that they couldn't support a government that would kill children with impunity. And then here we are in a war that the U.S. is not only waging with that country, but begins that war by carrying out the kind of action that Israel became notorious for throughout that war. And so they're having to look at themselves and say, what am I willing to do? What kind of person am I? Can I be a part of the kinds of atrocities that I've turned against over the past several years?
And we just have 10 seconds, but several cases of service members who have imminent deployments being taken off the deployment roster when they're considering applying for conscientious objector status.
That is something we can fight for. Your command is obligated to accommodate your beliefs. Look, most people will say you joined the military. It doesn't matter if you think it's immoral. You signed up for this. You have to follow orders. Well, nobody signed up to violate their conscience. Nobody signed up to violate their deeply held beliefs. And you know what? There are DOD policies that can protect you from having to exercise that, and we
Mike
can help you exercise
Reiser,
that.
We want to thank you so much for being with us, Executive Director for the Center on Conscience and War. Tune in tonight at 7 to our live stream at democracynow.org for our 30th anniversary celebration of Democracy Now!, featuring Angela Davis and Patti Smith and Michael Stipe and so many others. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
The views expressed in the preceding program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of this station.
Hey, I'm Harper K. Smith, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM in Winnipeg.
Les rendezvous de la francophonie are underway. From now until March 31st, recharge your batteries francophone style and enjoy shows, contests, local activities, and free film screenings. Check it out on rvf.ca.
Dude. What's a music genre?
I don't know, man.
Man, there's so many. What? Why is there so many? Tyler? Tyler?
Yeah?
You ever realize that if you add an adjective to something, it becomes an entirely new thing?
Kind of true.
Like, I'll give you an example. Take the word sandwich, right?
Yes.
Sandwich. Boring enough. Can you picture it?
I got a sandwich in my head right now.
All right. Now, slap on the word haunted. Haunted sandwich.
I'm putting a slice of haunted in my sandwich right now. Okay, now, let me think.
Now, let me hear. Now, you got all these thoughts, right? Mm. How can a sandwich be haunted? What sound does a haunted sandwich make? What unfinished business does a haunted sandwich have? You see, it poses a lot more questions, and it's weirdly captivating, right?
I'm captivated right now, for sure.
So, with that in mind, a few days ago, I just started putting random music terms together in search. You know, Mad Lib style.
Of course.
And, folks, let me tell you, suddenly and continuously, it started to feel like music wasn't just about songs. It was a secret code. It was beep, 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 hidden history.
Ooh.
Even tiny worlds, some of which we gotta explore today, folks, and of course Tyler.
Hi.
Let's jump into some oddly hyper-specific genres that you need to know more about. But before, and quickly,
yes,
I am Kyler, also known as K, or the Notorious K.
The Notorious K.
And I'm joined by my ever mysterious co-host.
That's me, Tyler, sometimes known as the Mysterious T.
T-Bone Steak. And
pretty tasty.
We are your weekly Wilers, and this is Wiler Report. All right, let's jump into the first track, folks.
Yes. Yo, what are we thinking?
That was pretty good, man. That was pretty good.
Oh, my goodness.
What genre was that, Kyler?
Well, first of all, that was, of course, Red Star by the band The Birthday Massacre, Canadian.
Ow!
And, of course, off the album Walking with Strangers. That genre?
Mm.
Canadian Gothic Electronic Rock.
Whoa.
It's just adjective, adjective, adjective. It's great.
Bunch of subgenres mixing in.
Co-produced, of course, by Rainbow, Falcor, and the legendary, legendary.
Who?
Dave the Rave. Sorry, it's just Dave Rave. Yeah, who also mixed the album. It's fantastic.
Yeah,
so,
good one. Is the first person just called Rainbow? That's a funny name for...
What, you got something against rainbows?
No. For like a name tag type of thing.
Honestly, I like the name Rainbow.
It is good.
A normal name.
It is. I feel like there's probably people named Rainbow, and it seems like a good name.
Would you go by Rain or Bo?
Definitely...
Yeah, my name's Bo. Oh, yeah, short for Rainbow.
That would be surprising, but kind of a cool pull if true.
True. Yeah. All right, what do you got coming up next?
Yeah, well, this one is Yugoslavian. It's... I'm going to try my best at saying its original title, Detektivska Prisa, which translates around to a detective story.
Mm.
This is by the band Video Sex off of the album Video Sex. And
full disclosure, when looking into this song, I had to open a private browser because the band name's a wild one. So enjoy, folks.
Yeah.
Tyler.
Detective Story from the album Video Sex by the band Video Sex. Oh, did you know there's a song on that album called Video Sex? That's XXX right there, man. Crazy work. And that's a... Sorry, Kylie's dying in the studio right now. That's a 1980s...
Which is coincidentally why I had to use a private browser to look up this song.
Yeah.
What was the genre?
1980s Yugoslavian synth pop.
Oh, my. That's not even a country anymore. That's a gem right there, folks.
It's a piece of history.
An interesting thing about this song here, it's, of course, Detective Story, translation in English.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a femme fatale who apparently is a serial killer, and the lyrics trace murders of a young man, and the detective's hunting them down.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Femme fatale.
Femme fatale. Folks, I just wanted to say that because I really like the words femme fatale. That's actually the reason I told you that.
Yeah?
Yeah. So.
What does that mean? What does that mean, Kyler? Translate to English for us.
So this band actually formed in 1982, disbanded 1992.
1982, disbanded 1992.
You know what also disbanded 10-year anniversary.
What? Disband.
Yugoslavia.
Oh, okay. Well, that would... might be related. Probably related.
Maybe. But you know what's completely not related? This next track. What do we got coming up next, Tyler?
Oh, we got Yolku, and this is by Gysi.
Oh, it's actually off the album Gysi, and we folks, we'll get back to you on how to say this name. And folks, could you guess the genre? Give you 5 seconds.
Easy. One, starts with a T.
2, 3, 4, 5. That's right. Tyler's music taste.
No, this is a pretty good
and
song.
The crowd goes mild.
Ooh. No, that was Turkish psychedelic groove funk.
Oh my, so many adjectives. Even a hyphen in there.
Psychedelic groove hyphenated a single word.
Oh my God. And of course, that was a very fun track that talked about some humanity, some diversity, and understanding each other.
The journey of life, some could say.
And you want to give us a fun line from it? I heard you were talking about one.
I was looking at some of the lines. One is, some are big, some are insects, some are servants. Have you ever asked why? Really introspective there. I like when songs talk about bugs.
Right. I like bugs too.
I feel like bug songs are always introspective, man. We gotta listen to more bug songs.
I feel like bugs have some ideas.
Well, they're so small, but they're also full of life.
Oh my goodness. I guess that'll happen. Folks.
True.
Maybe sometimes it's good to be a bug.
Sometimes. Not the worst. Not the worst, for
it's
sure.
It's good to be a dead ghost. Which is coincidental.
I haven't experienced it myself, but yeah.
The band for our next track, that is, of course, Rocks... Rocky Said by Rocky Dead Ghost off the album Can't Get No. And so, let's get...
Can't Get No some. Finished sentences, am I right?
We're going to have a talk.
Was that Kyler? My bones, they're timbering. Is that how it's said? I don't know, man. Anyway, that was Rocky Said by Dead Ghosts off of their album Can't Get No. And that genre is going to be Vancouver psychedelic garage rock. So it's kind of like first-gen rockabilly with punk and lo-fi noise, but also kind of a swampy psychedelic undertone. Yeah, dude. Swampy.
I don't know if I've ever wanted to be described as swampy.
I feel like it's got a kind of swampy vibe to it.
Yeah, it's kind of got that marsh kind of vibe going.
Marshy,
the
yeah.
Moss. Muddy water. There's just so many adjectives, man.
Yeah, we're really filling up this episode with adjectives, and I love it, dude. I love just throwing on a couple fancy, vivacious,
conjure
luscious words on there.
All right, folks. Enough with the ghosts.
Let's yeah, well, they're dead, man. Russia. Can't beat a dead horse, dead ghost.
When we talk about Brussia.
Brussia?
Brussia.
Let's do it, man. Shout out Horace.
Shout out Boris.
Shout out Norris.
Shout out Boris. Folks, that was, of course,
Folks and Folklorettes.
Folks and Folkloramas. That was, of course.
That's a good one. That's a good one, dude. I'm writing that down.
I'll let you decide. But I will tell you the genre. That genre was Belarusian, because I know how to pronounce it properly now. synth post-punk pop.
That was popping out of your vocal cords, man. That was
Belarusian
funny.
Synth post-punk punk. Pop.
A lot of synth stuff in this track list.
Yeah.
But man, synths are pretty pretty ambitious, so pretty out there.
Quick interesting thought about this. They were actually more popular abroad than at home. Stating they've sold out shows in Europe and all these stuff, but at home in their home arena, they never sell out a show, and they actually really don't want to. They've said they will not perform if it's sold out.
That's surprising. I wonder why. They just don't like, there's too many people.
I think
full.
It's because they would want to go across the street.
What's across the street?
And get Max Pizza. Folks,
Max Pizza.
Looked into this because I was so conflicted about what is Max Pizza when I was looking into where the arena was. And let me tell you something.
Yeah, yeah.
After looking at their menu, they have this closed Mac Chef, spelled M-A-C-S-H-E-F.
Pizza.
Which is two pizzas with sauce to sauce put together.
Whoa. You gotta say the Mac Chef pizza, closed pizza.
Oh, my
double
fault.
Pizza in there.
So sorry. And you could eat it like a sandwich because you'll never get sauce because the bread is on the outside, the crust.
It just sounds like a really big pita stuffed with pizza toppings.
And that's actually what this show is all about. Talking about Mac Chef Pizza.
What if we just started talking about restaurants that we researched?
Yeah.
That would be kind of sick.
But I actually have something way cooler than restaurants.
No way.
The first Chinese hard rock song ever.
Okay, that does kind of rock.
So
let's give it a listen.
Let's rock and let's roll into this next one. folks, that was, of course, the first Chinese heavy metal song on the, not the song, but is the first heavy metal album that's off of ever. And that was the genre Chinese 1990s progressive and heavy metal art rock.
That is oddly hyper-specific, man.
Hey, man, that's all. That's what I'm going for.
Exactly.
And that, of course, was a song that sold over a million copies without any radio play.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, you could
tell. They were going crazy for it back in the day.
People did. The powers that be really didn't like any new music. They thought it was scary. Yeah.
This music can be scary, man. It elicits a lot of emotions.
Of course. And yeah. The lyrics, of course, were inspired by heroics and classic Chinese novels. That mixture of Western metal and progressive metal with Chinese poetry made this really nice song.
It was a really nice song. I enjoyed it there.
Of course.
It's a good one.
And dude, heavy metal songs are like 5 minutes. Like,
yeah,
so long.
Dude, you should listen to some jazz songs, man. It goes to like 7, 11, yada yada, slurpees.
I feel like there's a... I feel like there's something to be said that with you're listening to a jazz song.
Yeah.
It kind of never ends.
Well, they sometimes have a little break. It's like...
Might have to investigate this a little bit later. Coming up, Tribute to Buddy Holly by Chad Allen and the Reflections. Folks, Tribute to Buddy Holly. Chad Allen and the Reflections.
Yeah, single. There you go.
He's not single.
He's not, no.
He's actually passed away. But
yeah.
Folks, that was, of course, would you like to give us the genre?
That was
Mr. T-Bone.
1960s Winnipeg soft rock.
Winnipeg.
Yeah.
I know someone from Winnipeg.
Winnipeg.
Folks, released November 1962. That was, of course, Chad Allen and the Reflections, the band that later became...
Guess what?
Huh?
The Guess Who.
Oh.
Yeah.
Get it? Because he said it's the Guess Who.
It's true.
Tyler, guess who?
The Guess Who. That's who they've become.
No, we're talking about Chad Allen.
Oh.
Funny enough.
What about him?
Funny enough. We're going to be jumping into our next track. And Tyler?
Yes.
Oh, Tyler.
Yes.
What is the genre of our next track?
Homoerotic Barcelonian egg punk.
You heard it here, folks. It's an exclusive homoerotic
Barcelonian
egg
punk.
Gilroy, folks. That was, Gilroy. Of course, Prison Affair. Enter Barrettosi.
Entre Barrot. Something like that. And that was Homoerotic Barcelonian Egg Punk.
Yep, and on the album cover, which I'd like to point out here, is Gilroy, my man!
The little dude. He's like, leaning over.
After closer inspection, his nose looks a little bit different than I remember.
Bizarre.
Bonkers.
A little odd.
Uh-huh. All right. Should we move into our next track?
Yeah, why not? What do we have coming on next, Kyler?
We have a little bit of a American anarchist folk punk.
I love some folk punk, folks. Yes. American anarchist folk punk, pretty good, too.
Yes. So let's take a listen. See what you think.
Something to scream in silence. Face the void.
Yo, it's Yowdy. Your funk master, Flex. No, it's not.
It's Kyler.
Kyler from the Weekly Wyler, UMFM 101.5. I'm going to stop talking like this. Folks, give us a call. Our phone number is 204-269-8636. That is, of course, 204-269-8636. We want to know if you exist.
And if you enjoyed that song.
Exactly.
That was a Ramshackle. Face the Void by Ramshackle.
Off the Job, the album, the
one last
job. Whoa, weird.
One last big job. We're not in sync right now, dude.
We are not. I was just so thrown off.
And there's not even in sync in this track list.
But I was so thrown off because
yeah,
I just learned this band is retired.
Oh.
So I guess this was their last album. I guess it was one last big job.
Do you think they knew that when they made it?
I think
so.
Who
knows? Probably.
I think so.
Yeah.
But we're going to be moving on.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be jumping into Auto Loser by Party Dozen off the album Pray for the Party Dozen. Dozen means 12, of course.
Yeah.
We're going to be jumping in right now. So.
You enjoyed that last track? Buckle up. You're going to like this next one.
Wow. What do you think, folks?
That was pretty good. That was Auto Loser by Party Dozen.
Yeah, and you don't want to be a loser.
No.
What genre was this?
Some people have been calling it Australian Experimental Noise Walk. Noise Walk.
Ooh. Well, I found this in a Ugandan Psychobilly Jazz playlist on Spotify, so I was completely lied to.
That doesn't sound right at all.
Nope. And, you know, I couldn't verify because there was no Ugandan in there. No one said anything, so.
That's true. Who knows? Yeah, it's just boom, 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 boom.
But I know this next one.
What?
This next one.
Rax, Rax, Rax.
Rax, Rax, Rax by Mohan Jamin. This was a very hidden away one, but the genre is pre-revolution Iranian psychedelic garage rock. Let's take a listen. Folks, we're back.
From Racks.
Which rack, yeah. Funny enough, translates to dance. So the title is quite literally, Dance, Dance, Dance.
Dance Monkey?
And while I was reading into this, I found a blog quote that I really wanted to read to you guys. I thought it was quite interesting.
What do we got coming? There's a quote incoming, folks.
Yeah,
quote Get ready. Incoming. Get ready.
But I'll summarize it. It was, things used to be different in Iran. And may change again to be better. This song...
That's hope right there,
is hope. So, we don't got a lot to go into, but of course, this song would be illegal nowadays in Iran for many reasons, but it's not illegal here.
And we can still dance, dance, dance.
So let's dance, dance, dance to it.
Yeah.
Despite, you know, the political restrictions, we can still dance.
We can still dance around here.
Yeah, man.
This is going to be our second last song upcoming, though.
Well, I got to make a point here.
Okay, Kyle's
that
got a
song
point, guys.
Sounds like an exact mixture of the Beach Boys and the Beatles.
I can see that. Okay.
All right, we got to jump into this next track. Sorry, I had to say this.
What's the next track then, Kyle? Take it away.
We have Chifwendo by the band Witch off the album Witch. We Intend to Cause Havoc. Of course, this is 1970s Zambian psychedelic rock called Zamrock.
Obviously.
And one of my new favorites, so let's take a listen.
Thank you. vifu kwa chache. Amalume ndichani simu kondela anzanga aba ine nanzanga kuchokela na pamene ine ninali mungono. Nalu sevela nanzanga chifukwa chache ine sindi chiziwa mundi uzeko amalume.
That was Witches Shivwendo by Witch Wheaton Content to Cause Havoc. What do you think?
Pretty solid. Pretty witchy. A couple spooky songs on this track list so far.
I wouldn't say that's spooky. It was...
Well, we got that one. We got
Witch.
Rocky Said.
Right.
That one was kind of spooky. Okay, maybe just a couple spooky songs. Oh, wait. Was that one by Dead Ghosts? It was Dead Ghosts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, this was born out, the Zamrock genre was born out of the restriction behind having 95% of all music in Zambia had to be by a Zambian artist.
Because, oh, so kind of like Fortnite, yeah, it jump-started.
It did.
Yeah.
Because also at the time, the copper industry was doing really well.
Okay.
So as it was booming, people had some money.
Yeah.
They started doing this, 95% restriction, they have to make music. And then... when the copper economy started doing poorly in Zambia, the
right.
AIDS crisis happened, and of course,
oh.
bootlegging, which almost sucked all the money out of the industry,
yeah.
They had to pivot because like they didn't have money. If you don't,
yeah, well,
if
it's not working, money, you got to change it up, man.
If you don't have money, you don't have any means to survive. You're gonna have to figure that out first,
right?
So, folks, we got our last song for the night.
Ooh.
What do we got coming up next?
This is Windu's Revenge
Ooh.
By Funk Joint.
All right. I'll see you around, folks.
Thank you.
folks, we'll end it here. This has been your weekly Weilers. This has been Weiler Report,
yeah.
numero 17.
On UMFM.
101.5. We'll be here next Monday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Mm-hmm, don't miss it, or you will be sad. Folks, thank you for listening. We appreciate you.
Have a nice day, hey. Folks. Boy,
wow.
Boy.
In that free world. Bye now. Ah.
You're listening to 101.5 UMFM, your campus and community radio station. Quédese en sintonía.
Frenchie's Records blends cafe and vinyl in one spot, allowing you to browse their selection of both new and used records and grab a strong cup of coffee while you're there. Turntables, CDs, cassettes, they have it all. Shop at the store that loves music as much as you do. Find new releases and restocks weekly in person at 260 Taché or online at frenchiesrecords.ca.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 17th to 21st. Presented by Service Credit Union, experience 5 days of music, comedy, art, and much more in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Joining Sled Island's previously announced guest curator, Clipping, is English chamber folk ensemble Black Country New Road, revered Canadian pop project Homeshake, renowned abstract rapper Billy Woods, LA synth punk Sextile, fuzzy indie rock outfit Feeble Little Horse, outlandish egg punk group Snooper, lo-fi post-punk duo Sweeping Promises, New York-based ambient pioneer Laraji, genre-bending dream pop artist Salami Rose Joe Louis, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.